if a boy sees a young girl pretty steadily and he's serious about it, what would you say he's doing?
He's dating, that's more steady.
Okay. Would people around here still use the word courting?
It's an old word. It's an old word. I never hear it used in terms of modern, the younger generation, I would say.
He would be her what?
Boyfriend or fiancé.
Okay, and she would be his?
A girlfriend. Oh, well, I mean, she would be his... She... Yes, a girlfriend. Right.
And if he comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother sees it, he might say, uh-huh, you've been...
Kissing.
What would you say if the boy wants to marry the girl, but she won't have him, and says she did what to him?
Well, she couldn't.
Would turn him down, do they?
Oh, she turned him down. He was turned down. Right. I've heard that used.
Okay. At a wedding, what do you call the man who stands up with the groom? He's the what?
He's the groom's.
Okay, but he's the one, you know, who has the ring.
Oh, he's the best man.
Yeah, okay. And what about the woman or girl who stands up with the bride?
She's the bridesmaid.
Okay. Around here, are you familiar with any, this probably doesn't occur anymore, but after a wedding, years ago, people would, the wedding party would follow the couple back home. And they would have a noisy celebration, might even involve shooting off shotguns, that sort of thing. They would play tricks on the bride and groom. You ever heard of anything like that? The word chivalry or serenade mean anything to you?
I'm not familiar with that kind of custom, even during the early days. I heard of marriage meaning gentlemen, the broom.
Yeah, okay.
But not...
Not a chivalry.
Right.
Okay. Now, what do you call an activity, you know, with young couple, well, sort of couple, couples get out on the floor and they move around, you know, they have a
dance.
Yeah, okay. And this expression, if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school does what?
School ends, I closes. School is out.
Okay, and if it's during the summertime, like it is now, school is not in session.
It is closed.
All right, but toward the end of summer, somebody might ask, well, when does school
open?
Right, okay. If a boy left home to go to school, but he didn't show up on purpose?
Played hooky.
Okay. Now, what if you're in college and you decide you don't want to go to class?
You skip class.
Okay. And you go to school to get an
education.
Right. And after high school, some people go to
college.
Okay. And after kindergarten, you enter the
first grade.
Okay. And in a classroom, each student sits behind his own
desk.
Okay. And plural of that, there are a lot of
desks.
Okay. All right. A few buildings around town. If you want to check out a book, you go to the
library.
And the mail package, you go to the
post office.
Stay overnight in a strange town, you go to a
hotel, a motel.
Okay. And if you wanted to see a play or a movie, you would go to the
theater.
And if you were very sick, you might have to enter the
hospital.
And the woman who takes care of you there is a
nurse.
Alright. What about a place you would go in town to catch a train?
Depot.
Okay. Any other word or phrase?
Terminal.
Would you ever use any phrase with the word railroad in it?
Railroad station.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here in Madison.
Airport.
Okay. No, I wasn't after that, but.